views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today, I have one of my favorite energetic practitioners on the show. This is Karen Campbell-Benton. And Karen and I have been working together for at least 5 years now, I believe. And she is a certified body talk, mindscape practitioner, UN method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse practitioner. And of course, she's a mother. And Karen is the owner of Limitless Living, formerly Intuitive Living, which provides private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. I can hear your beautiful voice there. Karen, are you there?
I am here and excited. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I always enjoy having you on the show, and you know, you've been on a roll here and you've been talking about, you know, starting a revolution. Only yours is kind of like a calm one.
Oh, it can be battle at times, I'll tell you. Loving yourself can be a battle, it seems, some nights.
Yes.
Dissolving all those beliefs that you've accumulated over life, and you're looking at them straight in the eye going, I don't need you anymore.
That's a pretty apt description of, you know, sometimes shifting can be a little uncomfortable. Yes. But, you know, the revolution you're talking about is loving yourself and recognizing that you are enough. Yeah. So just tell us about that. Like, why are you feeling so passionate these days about getting people to recognize this?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, of course, so much of the things that you find inspiring and passionate is because you've connected with it on a deep level and it's had a really big impact in your ability or in my, you know, in my ability to what I like to refer to as set myself free. There's only one way to describe a good bit of my life. I felt trapped, you know, and I had all these varying stories as to why I felt trapped and all the reasons of why I couldn't create more of what I wanted in my life. And they varied through the years, right? When I was younger, it was, what was the next job that was just going to be so much better and all the things that were wrong with the current job. Right? And then you get to the next job and then you kind of, you want to, you know, how am I going to make this better? And then I could turn it to my relationship, right? Well, my relationship's not all I dreamt it to be, not all that I want it to be. You know, I'm not the mother I want to be. I want to be so much more. And having all these ideas of what was going to make my life fulfilling and enjoyable and fun. And what I didn't recognize on a deep level was that the person who had the most skill and knowing about how to create that experience was myself. And that a lot of what I was unhappy about were these thoughts that were dominating my head and my perception of what was going on. I've mentioned this in another show that we had, but I want to bring it up again because I think I might have even quoted it wrong. But basically, we have 20 million stimuli that our subconscious is coming in contact with per second, right? And our conscious mind only has 40. So there's some sort of a filtering process that goes on that, you know, supports a certain number of things making it to our awareness, right? And there's something that's happening that allows us, it almost seems impossible, right, that we can see the same story even throughout a day, right? That this day is not so great or my relationship is not that great. If you've got 20 million chances per second to see the world from a different perspective, why do we, you know, so-called experience this, you know, this Groundhog Day? It's like the same day over yeah. and over again. You know, how do I get out of it? And mm-hmm. what I came to realize with the combination of engaging in energy work, which was applies, you know, the word energy for a lot of people seems, what are you talking about? That's nothing. Well, here's the thing. Science shows us that even an atom, the essence of an atom, when you get right down to it, is nothing. It's just energy. It's a collection of energy, which is really difficult in the beginning to think about when you're sort of steeped in the Newtonian principle, right? Here's a table. It has mass. It has weight. Therefore exists. Well, your thought may not have mass and weight, but it sure can have an impact, right? You can have a thought, right? You can have a thought that something's going to happen to your kid or something's going to happen and your heart can race. You can have a full physical impact from it. Yet we don't give it as much credence. And as I allowed my world to expand, to allow this possibility to have more and more of a so-called weight in my life, I started to really experience freedom. And not freedom because I had worked out really hard or because I achieved something or because people were recognizing me for what I was. Freedom to just feel really alive, to really recognize that so many of the things that were giving me this feeling of trapped were my thoughts of how I was interpreting the world. And then this, you know, not it really wasn't that long ago. It was sometime in the beginning of August. I started taking on a little bit more of a, I don't really want to use the term meditation because that's really a unique experience to each person, but spending more time with just me. And this statement of you enough came, you are enough. And it sunk in so deep that I have basically fought my whole life to never allow that statement to be where I resonate my life from, where I take action from, where I, how I see the world from. And, you know, it seems to really be connecting with a lot of people. I'm so excited to be part of this, what I want to call a revolution of self-love, you know, recognizing that all that we already are, right? And engaging in whatever practices support us to see that, you know, and recognizing that we have this propensity as a society to just get to go, you know, numb it all out, get to the to-do list. You know, think about all the things that we haven't done and that we can engage life from a different place.
Mm-hmm. Like it's, we are, you know, so many points that you said just now resonate so much with so many of the people that I've been in connection with lately, like with clients in private sessions. And there's this feeling that no matter what we do, we can't catch up.
Yeah.
And there's this feeling that like things are kind of like out of control. And I'm finding for myself that when, you know, I get in connection with clients right now, a lot of them are, you know, like looking for, okay, what's normal?
That word, right? As if it's a static notion, right?
Yeah.
And you know, as if there's one normal and there isn't, you know, that's the greatest gift as women and men that we have to contribute to the world is our uniqueness, our individual. That's what makes the world rich, right? Well, I love that you brought that up. It's so true.
Yeah,
and I was seeking normal, you know, which of course was changed because it was clouded behind the I'm not enough, you know, and I need to do something different to be lovable, to be acceptable.
Yeah,
to be worthy.
Like, to be more than you are is kind of what's coming up. And, you know, we'll explore this a little bit more right after the, we have to take a quick break here, and we'll explore this a little bit more, because for a lot of people are feeling exactly what you're talking about here. And, you know, it's really beneficial to look into it a little bit deeper. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell Betton. When we return, we will continue to move some energy, and you feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. We will make some more shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane. And call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. This technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. Talking today about creating a revolution, or an evolution, I would say, of love. And this is self-love, because you can't really receive love until you love yourself.
Oh, so true.
Which can, yeah.
Right? You can be married, you can have kids, you can be 55, and you could still be not great at receiving love.
Yeah.
And it's never too late, you know? And here's the thing, we can always go deeper. That's the beauty of life, is that, you know, there's this whole idea that we reach enlightenment. No, it's this beautiful, you know, continual unveiling of deepening what's possible in all aspects of life. You know, there was nowhere to get. Isn't that so funny? We think that there's somewhere to get to.
Yeah. And you know, what makes me laugh is, like, you know, on this show, and we'll take the first caller in a second here, but I just wanted to mention last week's show, I believe it was Mark was on, and we shifted a woman and on that show, and I'm happy to say that she got the job. She had gone for an interview, and so she's contacted me. So, you know, when we get results like that, it's always a good feeling, you know, to do that. So we do have a couple callers here that have been patiently waiting. So I'm going to take the first call, and that is Rita from Florida. Rita, are you there?
Hi.
Yes, hi, Rita.
Hi.
Where in Florida are you from?
I'm in Palm Coast.
Oh, okay. So how's everything for you there right now?
We lost our Florida room, part in a good, my meditation room, my art studio.
Okay.
Kind of a bummer, but we don't know, you know, whether we're going to get it back yet or not, but we're working on it.
Okay. Is that what you wanted to work on, or are you wanting something else?
No, that's not. No, you asked, and I just thought.
Yeah, because the reason I asked is because the ashram that I go out to in Florida, you know, it's right by Sebastian, and all of a sudden, you know, I was online, and I heard, oh, it's, you know, that Matthew was headed straight that way. And Sebastian's not far at all from the ashram. And I did manage to get in touch with Rich Peterson, my good friend there. And he was saying that not one board at the ashram was touched, but everything around the blocks surrounding were really flattened. So, and he ran out of power.
Well,
I haven't been able to really connect with him since. So I'm just sending a bunch of really good, strong wishes to all the people in Florida there.
Thank you.
Just a big energetic hug.
Definitely a lot of people who were holding the energy and helping that what happened because it was supposed to come right over us. It was supposed to, and it was.
Yeah.
And by the time I woke up in the morning, it was out in the ocean, and I was like, "Yay! Thank you."
So, what can we do for you today? What would you like to work on?
Well, I just wanted to say, I called in a couple of months ago and about Lyme disease, and thank you for having that show that you had with Lyme disease, the couple of shows that you had, amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You that
so you enjoyed the Lyme disease show.
And the energy shift that you did for me several months ago, I mean, it stuck. I mean, I have not had any symptoms, and it's just been incredible, and my life has just been on a journey of improvement. And your show today is so crazy because I can't seem to listen to it. I'm like, I keep getting missed and parts and pieces of it, and it's weird.
when we're shifting energy,
exactly what I was calling about. Exactly what I'm calling about is this overwhelmness that you're talking about. I can't stay centered on one thing. There's so many things that I want to do, and I can't get organized, and
take a deep breath. You just said that you can't do all these things. And that's incorrect information. Okay. So we're going to start there.
That's incorrect.
But I'm just going to get a baseline for you. When you think about what you really want to accomplish and not being able to accomplish it efficiently on a scale 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you?
Probably at 8.
Okay.
An 8. Yeah.
Okay. So now take a deep breath. This is the good advice I got early this morning, is take a deep breath, breathe.
It's funny, I just listened to you. I did it myself, too. Thank you, Cliff.
Yeah. It's important that I'm getting that what's coming up here is a lot of that solar plexus energy, and we'll feel kind of like we can't breathe. And what happens is the overwhelm comes from so much information coming in at once is what's coming up. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to strengthen all of us to that right now. And just understanding, like, it's funny with my radio show, when I'm doing sessions with people, that sometimes because energy is electromagnetic, you know, like, and it sometimes has an effect on technology is what happens is all. And so many, many people right now are experiencing kind of technology that's kind of hit and miss. Even I just put out a newsletter, and in my newsletter, I talked about how for 3 days, my computer decided that I was not allowed access to my I's or my O's. And then my ears went.
No more I.
Yeah, no more I, no more O, and no more U. And if you've ever tried to write anything with your without I's, O's, and U's, you don't get very far in a sentence. And so for 3 days, my computer decided that no. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to accept this. And not get upset.
Right.
And then they return.
Well, that might be part of it because I'm building a website right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Karen, what are you picking up here for?
Yeah, so I'm actually picking up that this is an incredibly powerful time for you, Rita, in the sense that what the hurricane and that chaotic energy provided for you was this real opening of your heart, this awareness, right? Our heart energy is is what allows us when we have enough self-esteem, self-awareness, and enough grounding in the world that we can have a greater awareness of the truth of our lives. So what I'm getting is the chaos around the hurricane, followed with the fact that it really wasn't as bad as it was expected, that peace, that was a real awareness of those two energies that are, you know, going on in your world and your mind and your life all the time, right? The chaos, and then that other experience of chaos, which is calmness, right? So right now, and a little bit of that calmness that happened after the storm of like, wow, you know what? And as you mentioned in your voice, I felt so protected. I felt like we really did have an impact as a society with our intentions and our thoughts, and we created something beautiful. So in order to, you know, step into that even deeper and express that wisdom and knowing and power that you already have, this, you have brought this experience up and magnetized this chaotic experience that you're feeling now so that you can start to feel those two energies and work with them. Right. The chaos, just like Colette said, is just all these incredible access to all this incredible information that you have available to you to engage when you are drawn to do it. Right. And building and even deepening your practices and the capacity that you have to zone in and hone in on the one that you are most called to do. Right. The one that is most aligned with you, but also the one that is deeply because it's unique to you. Right. Mm-hmm. There's the should woulds and coulds out there in the world. But what you're getting is the piece that is most uniquely aligned to you. Can you feel that?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So just breathe into that. And you spoke about the things that you're creating. It's so exciting. The website, these things that you're creating. So recognize the gift of attracting these experiences to you to even deepen. And I invite you to, you know, put out the intention of, okay, this deep feeling and this honing skill, what will support me in heightening that in a level that I never even knew possible? Maybe it's sessions, maybe it's meditation, maybe it's a class, maybe it's a walk in nature, maybe it's going down to the ocean, but it's going to be unique to you.
And what I'm, for you, Rita, I can feel that the number is changing for you right now. What number are you at right now?
Probably a four.
Yeah, because I was getting around a five about a minute ago, and I can feel like you slipping into this place of strength. And so we want to take this overwhelm that you're talking about. And if you know, we have to go for a break right away. And so if you want to hang on through the break, Karen and I will work on this with you. But I wanted to remind you before we go on the break that, you know, the reason I did the show for Lyme disease was something that Pat was working with, and Will Hatch, who I work with energetically, he was picking up a lot of information about this and really, really looked into it. And when we started the first Lyme disease, that was on Pat's show. And then we decided, well, he just happened to be the person that was on the following week. And we decided we would continue it because people were able to.
Both of them. It's amazing.
Yeah, it you know, to shift out of it really quickly. So we'll be back after the after this short break, and we'll work on Rita during the break, and we'll see where you're at, Rita, when we return with this problem that you're having, and we'll be right back.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com, that's T-A-I-L-S, for energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. If you like to shift energy the easy way, I love these cards. I have them all over my house along with the paintings. They remind me to, where I want to go and every card has its own specialty. And then I also can be, you can connect with me at energeticupgrade.com if you're interested in the online program with Mark Kettenbach, and also at The Truth is Funny, obviously, for the radio show. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and all social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And I have Karen on the line here with me. I just wanted to say, Karen, I can feel, we were working with Rita from Florida, Rita, we were working on you during the break. I just wanted to check in with you to see how you're feeling here right now.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry, there's another phone call beeping in. I I feel really much better. I still have like a tightness in my third and second chakra.
Okay. And do you feel that what number are you at?
Maybe probably a two.
Yeah, I got a two. Yeah. So Karen, let her know what you were working on the break. And I feel like we can slip into his neutrality here.
I kind of forget.
You were shifting a lot.
That's what it was. You were mentioning about the Lyme class and all that you had shifted through with that. And it felt like this was a metaphorical version of a mental parasite that you're getting this awareness of. And through your own alignment with a deeper connection to you, you're going to gain the capacity, or you have already gained the capacity to navigate that mental chaos. I put that in quotes because, just like Colette said, it's really just a speed that you're not used to, that you're receiving information, very important, powerful information, that you have the capacity to hone in on the one that you are ready to take action on. They're all really important, and they're all going to provide a framework for you to step into your life from an even deeper expression of your unique spirit and energy and what you have to offer with ease to this world, right? And so it's in the experiencing of those two energies that you are deepening your wisdom and your knowing and your ability to access that and take action from that place.
And, you know, this is about having strong boundaries. And so what I mean by that is your body, soul, spirit. We just want to strengthen that for you, for everybody listening in right now, that when, as the information, there's nothing to fear about information. Information is just that, information. And so we just strengthen you to that, you know, that you could break down any information that you receive into smaller bits that you can handle. Mm-hmm. And at any given time and it's quite common when people have a private session with me, or they're about to have a private session with me, or during the private session, they'll be cleaning house. And they're like, I don't know what got over me, but I had to, like, I steam cleaned all my carpets, you know, last night or whatever. And it's kind of like a cleaning up. Okay. So it's at any given moment. We can just take, there we go. Yeah, we can do one little thing that's going to make our life feel a little bit better and support us. And so we just strengthen you to that you would always, in any given moment, be able to find that one little thing that you can do. That might be something simple like unloading the dishwasher and now it's off your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're so fortunate as to have a dishwasher. And, you know, or doing, you know, like just cleaning. And there's all sorts of ways that we can do this. And so we just strengthen you to all those ways, the efficiency of how you use your time, the timing, you know, just being able to stay focused, even just for 15 minutes at a time, and move on to the next thing that you're strong to doing. So this is about identifying what you're strongest to in any given moment. And just recognizing that you're in the right place at the right time. Like there you were, Rita, right in the path of Matthew. And look at. You came out with flying colors. Mm-hmm. And that energy is very, face death, like and the possibility of death in that way. Because they were saying evacuate. You cannot survive this storm.
Absolutely.
And to be able to know that you survived it. Yeah. And that not just survived it, but that you
could come out of it.
Yeah, there
I
we
left
go.
Everything.
And so, that's like shifting the perspective on the loss of your, on your Florida room and all of that meditation is here. Is the universe is giving you an opportunity to build that from the vibration that you're on now, you know, and perhaps those rooms were not supporting the evolution of what you are, you know, from the experience of the Lyme class that you had with Colette and, you know, the shifts in the moves and where you're at as far as engaging the environment. Sometimes we need to, as Colette was saying, like decluttering a room or in this case, completely redoing a room or changing, you know, what it is, can really support us to create space to bring into our lives what we're ready to receive, right? In the form of career, purpose, relationship, health, fitness, I don't care what it is. It's an incredibly powerful, and it's often considered a feminine thing, right? Cleaning a room, but it's really so much, so powerful. And we've been conditioned to diminish the power of it. But you're creating a framework that supports you to be where you're at right now in the expression and version of Rita that is showing up in the world that is deeply connected to the gift she has to share with this world.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling now, Rita?
Oh, my heart is really, really opening.
Well, yeah,
I can. It almost brings tears to my eyes. You can feel it, right? That's so awesome. Rita, if you want to email me, I have a practice that I could send to you that just came to me that would be really powerful. It's a visualization practice. So email me if you want, and I can send that back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Rita, for calling in.
I'd love that. Thank you. I'm ready to go work on my website now.
All right. Good for you. Have fun.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Rita.
We have Sue from New York, who's been patiently waiting here.
Yes, Sue.
Sue, are you there?
And it supports us in our physical world, and it supports us in, you know, emotionally, et cetera. So we're just going to strengthen that for you. I'm getting it.
Hello?
I don't think that's Sue. Sue, are you there?
You're strong walking through the door.
Oh. There we go. So Karen, we seem to not have Sue as of yet. So we'll see what's going on.
Oh, I heard it for a second.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I think that was me echoing back or something. But so, no, we're talking about the overwhelm. That's what she was addressing. So do you want to, while we wait, do you want to just get in touch with that? And what other words of advice would you give to people?
Overwhelm. Is often equated with this worry, right? Which is like this incredibly charged word in our world, right? Particularly when it comes to women, you know, why do you worry so much? And one of the most powerful, you know, the Chinese philosophy is that all emotions are very powerful instruments of experiencing life. And, you know, they're never to be denied or numbed out or, you know, shut down.
But okay,
you don't really, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I think we have Sue back now.
Yes.
We'll see. Hey, Sue, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yay. There we go. I knew we would get through here. So what can we do for you today, Karen and I?
I seem to be saying, oh, God, I'm angry a lot. I'm probably at a 7 when I'm thinking about it, and I'm an 8 when I'm in the moment. I just don't know why I am so angry.
I'm getting that you're a force to be reckoned with, similar to Hurricane Matthew.
I know. The first thing I got was awesome.
Really?
This will be a good, you know, what we call the winds of change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes. So this is what's coming up. But, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break here again. So I'm going to get you to hang on, Sue, over the break. And we're going to work on this anger thing. Karen and I will do some work on that. And, the anger is, my good friend Leroy Maloof says, anger is the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Sue, while we're gone, just play with how this anger might be serving you. And just sit back and allow it to kind of float across your awareness. How might this anger really be serving me? And we'll be back with you in a moment.
Yeah, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. We have Karen Campbell Benton on. I just wanted to say thank you to all the wonderful people out there who helped to make the new book, Life Sparks, the one I collaborated with other authors, made it to the bestsellers list. And now we have a Life Sparks magazine out. And you can go to that Life Sparks and on my website, if you got my newsletter, and get a free subscription to the magazine. We're giving them away right now to promote the magazine. And it's kind of a cool magazine. It's geared towards inspiring stories of inspiration to inspire and to ignite more fun. Let's put it that way. Add a little fire to fun. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back after this short break.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Karen Campbell Benton, and I also have a caller on the line, Sue, who was feeling pretty angry. And Sue, I just wanted to check in with you. And when I said pretty angry, I meant you're beautiful when you're angry. Where are you at now, number-wise?
Six. Because we're laughing.
Okay, it's going down, right? Okay, so I was just laughing with Karen because I was saying, you know, I used to clean my house I could clean my house and get angry, and I could get my house clean in 2 hours, but I'll tell you, the energy in the house didn't really feel that clean after, right? And so a lot of people do use anger to motivate themselves to get things done. And Karen, tell her what the problem, what the good thing is about it and the bad thing is about it.
Well, I mean, that's it. A little bit of anger is a great thing to get you moving, even in the morning. It has its role and it gets us going. It brings to our awareness any stagnant energy and helps move it through. However, when we deny it, numb it out, push it down, our cultural and religious and community and family beliefs don't allow it We're conditioned to believe it's dangerous, it's not safe, it shouldn't be an expression of a woman, or it shouldn't be an expressed in this situation. It can build and build and build, right? And then it becomes unhealthy and it can kind of get stuck in a body. That's one of the things they say is one of the consciousnesses behind rheumatoid arthritis, right? Is
totally.
anger stuck in the body. So one, I love when anger's coming up, and I could hear it in your voice that you just, you know, your source self wanted to be supported in stepping into the power of this experience. And, you know, I'd say go out into a field, find a place, yell it out, scream it out, get into like a squatting position, just kind of get raw, get real, get going, let it go, and just feel how you vibrate after that. And see, what is this anger coming up? What is it inviting me to do? Because only you know that. You know, and only you can access the wisdom in this anger to redirect your life, right? Sometimes we get, you know, me can get pretty mad at my partner, right? But what I get to know on a deep level is that anger is redirecting me. It's either asking me to love something more, which might be myself, what this is all about, let it go, or redirect my life, right? And only I can distinguish which one of those three things. You know, lots of people can give me reflections, but what I get to know is when I'm angry at my husband, whatever I'm pissed at, he's mirroring something back to me that is in pure wisdom for me. That's all it is. It's not him. It has nothing to do with him. He is the catalyst for the change in me, and the experience is inviting that in me. So I can take that power and do something with it, or I can just, you know, continue to blame him for everything, which is a good bit of my whole life. Not anymore, people, not anymore. Jump on my train.
I love you, Karen. It's so funny. Sue, how are you feeling?
I am, that is just fascinating. So I'm really thoughtful. That's how I'm feeling.
I know you want a number. This is on tape. You can listen to it again, because I had to listen to this kind of thought over and over and over and over and over again. And then I would try to tell my friends, no, really, there's this other way to look at it. And they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, I can't remember what it is, but it's really good, you know, because our fabric, our framework doesn't necessarily support it. It's so powerful. It's so new. But we're here to invite you over and over and over again to sink even deeper into what's possible.
I love it.
Wonderful.
You know,
thank you.
I just wanted to say, Sue, I could feel you sliding down to two here. Because it's kind of like I just got a kitchen.
I was definitely in touch with the four, and I can probably, three or two maybe, yeah.
Yeah, like I got a little kitten because my older cat Pearl, you know, she was lonely. Uh-huh. So it seemed, and she seemed to want a kitten, and so you know, and so now she has a kitten, and most of the time they get along now, but you know, she's gotten really grumpy and she's got a scowl on her face, and like the kitten will just do something like kind of. You know, like bounce, 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 like, oh, isn't life great? Isn't it wonderful? It's so happy. Let's go chase this. Let's go chase that. And she'll just like swat and send her flying, you know, like quit being so happy. And so we just want to strengthen you to that, you know, we all have choice. We have choice. We don't have choice over what necessarily happens, you know, in our lives on a day-to-day basis, minute by minute, but we most certainly do. Have the ability to choose how we wish to react or not react to that. And so we just remind you that, you know, you can strengthen yourself on, you know, on your spine, go to your heart, feel your heart, recognize that, you know, anger is a choice. And it is, as Karen said, it can be a great motivator, and then let it go though. Because if you sit in anger, and, you know, I talk about this in my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, which is a book about basically stuff you wish your mom had known to tell you, which is like, don't worry. But moms don't say to other moms, hey, don't worry. And people don't say to each other, don't worry about your life. They say, you know, you have to work hard to succeed. And if you don't worry enough, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to be able to catch all the problems that come up. And then you're going to, you know, and really the truth of the matter is that when we sit in a place of neutrality, like when we're in the eye of the storm, instead of like part of the chaos that's swirling around us, when we can go to that place and be centered and be in our power, which we all have access to doing, when we do that, we are powerful. Mm-hmm. And we do have the ability then to break things down into smaller pieces that we can handle. And so a lot of times people will say they can't handle this or they can't handle that. You can, it's not about whether you can or not. Much of what people feel around this is actually from the feeling of being out of control. And so sometimes when we see other people out of control, or it seems like the world is out of control, that we will get triggered by that lack of control in others and then kind of lose control in ourselves and, you know, allow ourselves to be angry. And so feeling the anger and then choosing, okay, now what am I going to do with this anger, and letting it go. And, you know, we're going to run out of time here. So I just would like to check in with you where you're at.
Well, the idea of letting it go sounds wonderful. That takes a lot to let things go. So
recognize that's a belief. And that's a belief that you have carried with you for a good bit of your life because it supported you, but you're ready to let that belief go. Anger can be let go very quickly, and you get to continue to invite in your life the tools that will support you to let it go with ease. They can be physical. They can be non-physical. There's a wealth of them out there. Colette has her book. There's lots of things. I have lots of things. There's many ways, and you will find the one that's most aligned for you. And that's why the anger's coming up, because it's recognizing that the way you're seeing the world and the way you're interacting with the world, you know that they're in your deep source self. That is beyond the conditioning that you've been connected to. It knows that it wants to experience life from a different place. And that's what this invitation is. It's inviting you to stop, take notice, and redirect.
Love it. So well said.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Karen, for being on the show again. Yes. I had so much
fun
with you
when
we were on Dr. Pat's show. And I just wanted to mention, if anyone wants to go back in the archives for the Lyme disease show, that was with Dr. Pat in, I think it was October 5th. Don't quote me on that date, but that was on her Lyme show. Then we continued it on 2 weeks ago on The Truth is Funny. And it's called, if you're looking for the episode, Who's Bugging You and Who's Bugging You Too? So thank you very much. Thank you, Brian. And we will meet again next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.